This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
A couple years ago, I was blessed to take a trip to Israel. It was an amazing experience. I got to see where Jesus was born, lived, died, and rose from the dead. On the trip, we saw where Mount Tabor is, the place where today's gospel occurred, the place of the Transfiguration. Since the Transfiguration occurred at the very top of the mountain, we only saw it from the road at the bottom of the mountain. I would love to tell you that I had a great spiritual experience, but I didn't have one. The thing that I remember most was that while everyone was getting water and healthy snacks from the store at the base of the mountain, I bought ice cream. I know I have a problem, and thankfully Gannon's is closed during Lent. But today's readings speak of two mountains, speaks of Mount Moriah and Mount Tabor. Mount Moriah, as we heard, is the place where Abraham's faith was tested. Mount Tabor is the place where Jesus was transfigured. The two mountains can symbolize the ups and the downs of everyday life. We have low moments when our faith is tested, moments when we think that God is demanding way too much of us, moments when it seems like God is asking us to give up all the blessings we have that were previously given us. And we have high moments, moments when God seems so close, when his presence fills us with awe and wonder, moments when the blessings that we have, we do not want them to come to an end. We have no control over where God might put us at different moments in our lives. Whether we find ourselves on Mount Moriah facing great trials, or find ourselves on Mount Tabor in a state of joy. But most of us, most of the time, are somewhere in between those two mountains, living our everyday life. Difficult times often seem to last forever, but as we know, they seldom do. Light can brighten up even the darkest of places in our lives. Abraham's time of trial ended when God said, "Do not do the least thing to him. I now know how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your only beloved son." And sometimes all God wants us from us is to say, "Thy will be done," and to not offer a physical sacrifice. Joyful times often seem too short, and we want them to last forever, but as we know, they seldom do. Peter, James, and John wanted to stay on Mount Tabor forever, but that was not God's plan. They had to come down from the mountain back to their ordinary, everyday lives. There was to be a lot of work and hard times ahead of them, but one day, the joy they had on Mount Tabor would one day be their reward. There is also a third mountain that is not mentioned in today's readings, one that we see every day when we come to this parish, Mount Calvary. The story of Mount Calvary, that Jesus is prefigured in the story of Mount Moriah and Abraham and Isaac, Jesus' only begotten son, who was to remain faithful to his mission, even to the cost of giving his life for us on Mount Calvary. Mount Calvary casts a shadow over the glory of Mount Tabor. But in St. Mark's Gospel, there is a direct connection between Jesus' passion and the death on Mount Calvary and his transfiguration on Mount Tabor. St. Mark specifically says the transfiguration takes place 6 days after Jesus' first prediction of his passion and death. And St. Mark ends his narrative of the transfiguration by with Jesus telling Peter, James, and John not to tell anyone of the vision until he is risen from the dead. To fully understand the joy of Mount Tabor, we must fully understand the suffering and the cross, the crucifixion of Mount Calvary. Mount Calvary, a place of death, hopelessness, and hate, brings us to Mount Tabor, a place of salvation, hope, peace, and glory. The transfiguration we hear today is a preview of Jesus' future glorification in the resurrection, and a preview of the glory of God that the Father wants for all of us to share with his Son. This line, actually, I guess it's fitting because it mentioned that the transfiguration is a preview of the glorification, which is something that we see every time we come to this Mass. We see the glorification of Christ the Savior in heaven. And I don't know which mountain you're on. Maybe you feel like you're on Mount Moriah, and God is testing you greatly. Maybe you feel like you're on Mount Tabor, and you're experiencing the joy and the glory of God. Maybe you're on Mount Calvary, feeling the suffering that Jesus felt. Maybe you take a moment now to ask God to be with us on whatever mountain we're on, because we can know that God was present there on Mount Moriah and told Abraham not to sacrifice his son. That God was present at Mount Tabor with the glorification of Christ saying, "This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And we know that God was present on Mount Calvary because God never abandons his son. May we take a moment now just to put ourselves in the presence of whichever mountain we're on. May we know in the deepest of our hearts that God is there present with us too.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.